are everlasting to everlasting. He's infinite in power and wisdom. His very personification of love. We're truly amazed when we consider these things, but we know that Jehovah is more than these things. God's word also describes Jehovah as our lawgiver and our judge. Since we live in a time that has been described as critical, hard to deal with, we are very happy that Jehovah, as our sovereign, has set the standard as to what is good and what is bad. And since Jehovah's justice is absolutely perfect, his standards, our laws, do not hinder our enjoyment of life. In fact, his laws have been described as the perfect laws that belong to freedom. And that's different in the world because many people in the world, they associate laws with restrictions and not with freedom. Yet, because Jehovah is the source behind these laws and these principles, and faith in his word, they do not hinder or restrict our lives. In fact, they do the opposite. Because we have them, Jehovah has given us a law that keeps us clean and allows us to enjoy a happy life. However, Satan's world paints quite a different picture. His world, or his world rather, promotes a life of what life should be like, or what they think it should be like, but it's not according to Jehovah's standards. And this is especially true when it comes to morality. The world has watered down the seriousness of such things as adultery and homosexuality. And we've seen that so much in the world of entertainment. And brothers and sisters, we cannot ignore that because we have to live in that world. Our children have to go to school in that world. We have to work in it. Every time we turn on the radio, we hear about that world. We're affected by it when we hear things on the television or on our computer screen. The more people disregard the moral and spiritual boundaries established by God, the more society as a whole suffers. And if we're not careful, we could gradually adopt the world's lax view of what is bad. So what can we do? Well, the symposium is designed to help us so that we can loyally uphold Jehovah's judgments in three different ways. First of all, by hating what Jehovah hates. Second, by maintaining the right view of unrepentant wrongdoers. And thirdly, by forgiving ourselves and others. So first of all, why do we need to hate what Jehovah hates? What is bad? Well, let's turn to the scripture at Psalm 97, verse 10. It allows us to get Jehovah's thoughts on the matter as to why we have to hate what Jehovah hates. And notice what it says there. In Psalm 97, and we're going to read from verse 10. It tells us, all you who love Jehovah, hate what is bad. He is guarding the lives of his beloved ones. He rescues them from the hand of the wicked. We love Jehovah, and we want to please Jehovah. And if we do, we don't want to hate what's bad. And why are we upholding Jehovah's standards and love more than just avoiding the path of doing something bad? We must hate what Jehovah hates. And that's easy, isn't it? Just to hate what he condemns. Satan's world has made sure that it is not that easy. He has made badness and sin appeal to the fallen flesh. So sexual immorality, pornography, those are just two of Satan's very powerful traps that he has used to draw people away from Jehovah. He has also used pride and rebelliousness to accomplish his purpose. And these can be very difficult to resist. Satan has been using these for many years to enslave millions of people into leading a life that offends our Creator. So then, what can we do? Well, if your Bibles are still open to Psalm, turn over to Psalm 119, and we can see what we can do to who tells us, by your orders, I act with understanding. That is why I hate every false path. We need to hate every false path. How can we do that? By reflecting on the harm that can result if we go down that path. If we think about the consequences of our actions, we will be moved to reject the world's view of badness. And if we do that, according to Psalm 104 here, it says we will be acting with understanding. If we choose to heed this warning, then we'll be on the right path. However, if we choose to ignore what God's word tells us, we will be on a very slippery slope. Have you ever been driving your vehicle on a very slippery road, and then you try to stop or try to change directions? It's almost impossible. It's like you're out of control. Well, if we do not hate what is bad, then we have started on that path that is on that slippery road. And we could eventually give in to temptation. This is depicted in the following dramatization.
Feels so good to be with my family and friends. But I'm with the brothers and sisters in our congregation. This is the best place I could be. My children and I are so happy now. But it hasn't always been this way. My parents were missionaries when my mom got pregnant with me. Mom and Dad were very zealous, and people just assumed that I would.
Standards. So to protect ourselves, we have to endeavor to align our standards of what is right and wrong with what Jehovah's standards are. Isaiah tells us that we have to learn to do good and to search for justice. It's not easy, for imperfect humans to be righteous and pursue a righteous course. But when we put forth the effort that is needed and we've learned to hate what is bad and truly love what is good, then that gate that Satan puts in front of us holds no allure. It repels us. Being obedient to Jehovah is a matter of loyalty. So meditate on the blessings, the many blessings that remain, that are given to those who remain loyal to Jehovah. Also, use the words at Proverbs chapter 22 as a warning. And again, I invite you to open your Bibles with me there to Proverbs chapter 22, verses 3 and 8. And it's a warning for those who choose not to follow Jehovah's standards. In Proverbs 22, starting in verse 3, it says that the shrewd one sees the danger and conceals himself, but the inexperienced keep right on going and suffer the consequences. Whoever sows unrighteousness will reap disaster, and the rod of his fury will come to his end. We don't want to be known as the inexperienced one in these verses who keeps right on going and then suffers destruction. Let us all be determined to loyally uphold Jehovah's judgments by hating what Jehovah hates.